Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
We're addressing the buzz in Belmont County.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Help me understand, why is it such a problem to haul trash in Belmont County? Our very special guest is Dwayne Pelick, and he is, full disclosure, a client of mine, Dimitri 2020 LLC, is an advertiser here. I asked him to come on because of all the issues with trash hauling in Belmont County. So many people so upset. Dwayne, why is it hard to pick up trash in Belmont County? That doesn't look like it'd be rocket science.
Well, I can speak to the challenges we face, you know, weather related. You know, I don't like to use that as an excuse, but sometimes if you're hauling on some of the ridges, roads that aren't improved, private lanes or whatever, that can be an impediment to getting out and, you know, getting trash. In a situation like that for us, it may require us to have to wait till the next day till the crew got there to salt the road or whatever. If people call, we'll tell them we'll be there tomorrow, but very rarely do we push any trash back even to the next day. Sometimes roads are closed because of oil and gas work. You know, a tree came down. We have to reroute or whatever. I can't speak for the issues that are happening with the other company. You know, our workers and drivers, when we empty, they sometimes utilize the same transfer station. You know, they're drivers start their day about 60 miles away.
What?
They're not a local company that's actually located here. Now, they are very soon, I think, from what I hear, and I haven't spoken to the owners, going to possibly be open a second transfer station over near off of Route 40 in St. Clairsville.
Well, next to Eberts.
Next to Eberts. And that part of that may be to start locating trucks, you know, locally here. But typically, I think their drivers start at 3 a.m. They start, and then they come to Eastern Ohio, and they might run a route. It's 400 stops, 500 stops.
No way.
And it's long days, and I just, from what I'm hearing from the drivers, their drivers, I mean, we just recently, it's because we've expanded a little, obviously, taken on some new routing and stuff, hired a couple drivers that were, you know, former employees, and I just think there's a burnout there, but it could be, you know, trucking issues. I don't know the root of it, and it's not my place to say. I just know things that I hear, and, you know, I could understand. You know, thankfully, we are local. You know, yes. We start on the riverfront, and the furthest we'll go, you know, is to the western side of the county, into Monroe County, southern Jefferson County. And there's just challenges with that. But when you're coming that distance, I'm sure that adds to it.
Have you ever seen, remember, a period of time where so many homeowners have been so upset about the lack of good trash collection?
I have not. I mean, honestly, I have not. I mean, it becomes a community issue, obviously.
Yes.
You know, I guess we're probably thankful that it's happening in the dead of winter, because if it was in the summertime, you know, you got more animals active.
And, oh, right.
You know, think about that. Ugh. You know, the whole, I don't want to get into it because it's kind of gross, but there's a lot of other issues that arise when you're dealing with trash in the dead of summer when it's 90 degrees out.
Right.
So I guess kind of thankfully it's in the dead of winter where everything's frozen. But no, I understand it from the people I've spoken to. And I want to just say, for those that are listening, we can't help everybody. I mean, I had a call yesterday from a lady in Quaker City. Can you come get our trash? It hasn't been picked up in 3 weeks. No, I can't. You know, Jerusalem, I don't go out to that area, Jerusalem. You know, some companies may say, you call, I'll take you, with no rhyme or reason to go on a distance to pick up one or two houses. That's never been us.
Right.
You know, and unfortunately, there are some people that want to come to us. I don't go into some different hollows and different places. One, it doesn't make sense. Two, to reroute one of my trucks that could take an additional hour to pick up four stops, it just doesn't make business sense. I feel bad. I can't help those residents. And I've tried to refer to other local haulers that do run like one-ton dump trucks and stuff. And I've made a lot of referrals. And we've spoken to everybody that's called, either through Facebook or on email. We've we've caught up with everything, but no, I have not. And you know, again, being a local company, it helps us because we're coming locally. I mean, this morning it was -3 when we started.
Yeah.
I try to tell the workers, let's wait till about 9 o'clock before we go out, because then it might be 2, you know. But we only had one truck that was sluggish this morning, and we have backups to make sure for days like this. And our guys at 6:45, they were out the door. They didn't want to wait, and that really helps.
What do you tell my listeners in Belmont County who are so frustrated right now that, like on my street, mm-hmm. I tell people I am the envy of all of my neighbors because I bring out the, that's not a dumpster. What's the right term for that?
It's a garbage tote.
Garbage tote to bring mm-hmm. it out. And early in the morning on Wednesday, go to work, come back, and it's the trash is already collected, and I just bring it right back in. Always neat, always clean, never a problem. And you know I'd complain, because mm-hmm, I complain yes. about everything. Yeah. But I just don't, you know, no complaints whatsoever. So a lot of my neighbors are still using Kimball, mm-hmm. and I can't stand their truck. I got to tell you, the noise mm-hmm. in those monster trucks is just, it drives me nuts. But I'm not hearing that noise lately because they haven't been on our right. street.
Right.
And so you got all this garbage piling up. This is a, you know where I live, it's yep. a very nice street, mm-hmm. very nice neighbors. Very nice homes and all that. Mm-hmm. And yet it looks like I'm living in Haiti because mm-hmm. the garbage is piled up everywhere. Can you give my neighbors any advice about what to do?
As I said earlier, I've talked to a lot of people, probably hundreds. And
hundreds.
I mean,
seriously
hundreds. And I, between myself and my colleagues at the office.
Yes.
And we can sympathize because if you call the operator and they're not responding, I don't know what else to tell you unless the local community says, we don't want all that sitting out on our streets. Again, it would have been a different issue if it's in the summertime, not the dead of winter.
Well, the health department could actually take some action here.
I don't know their rules and their, you know, enforcement area or whatever. But, you know, in our situation, if we miss somebody or, you know, people call and we try to remedy the situation.
Sure.
Again, being a local company and, you know, can sound a little over the top talking about that. But it does make a difference because we come locally.
Oh, yeah.
And as I tell people that have been calling about, you know, we want to say, no, I can't help you. I can't help you. The other thing which people don't realize is when you're dealing with a local operator, or, you know, whether it's a local body shop, an automotive place, whomever, you know, locally owned, when the school or civic group needs some support,
yep.
they know how to get a hold of Dwayne.
Yep.
And we support all the schools, you know, that we work with.
Right.
We support the animal shelter. We support those community groups. So when you do business or partner with somebody locally that provides a service or a service provider, you may not realize this, but you're also technically supporting the community.
Oh, no question.
You know, and to me, that is the one most valuable message that I have, you know, separate from taking, you know, somebody else's business that's not providing the service. It's about you're providing service locally, and that organization is supporting the community.
Yeah. Now, some of the people with the and different Facebook groups who are so upset about the lack of trash hauling with Kimball. And again, we've reached out to Kimball. I've sent a message to Kathy, I think is her first name.
I think that might be one of the owners.
Okay.
It might be Mr. Kimball's wife.
All right. So saying, look, you know, I want to give you equal time. You know, right. people are really, really, really upset and, you know, want to hear your side. There may mm-hmm. be a very good side to this. What do I know? What do I know about trash hauling? But no response.
Yeah, that's
no response. And to me, I would think that's the dumbest damn thing. You would want to get out ahead of this. And say, look, we do have problems, if in fact that's the story. Here are the problems. Here's the timeline. Here's what we're going to do about it. We're very sorry. Yeah, we're going to make it up to you. We'll give you a credit or, you know, whatever it happens to be.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it happens to be. Nothing.
Yeah, that's the difficult part to understand, and I'm not here to be critical of another trash hauler. That is absolutely not why I'm here with you.
Right,
you know,
right.
I want to kind of explain how trash operations work in the local communities. But you know, no, again, no matter what you do, it's predicated on customer service.
Right.
And I can hear the pain when we're speaking to people on the phone. And it's kind of unfortunate, especially in some situations where you have an older person, you know, has difficulty walking or whether don't have local family that can go out and pull that can back up to the top of the driveway. Or I sympathize with them. And, you know, the people that were able to help, we're going to get started in about the 1st of February. We're taking them on to allow them to work out their issues with the existing company.
Oh, really?
But it also allowed us to be able to plan accordingly on our routes, not oversaturate our trucks. As I said earlier, we've hired a couple additional employees. We have the equipment, and it will allow us to, you know, in the coming months to also do some rerouting. You know, there's some neighborhoods that we pretty much now doing the entire neighborhood, like a cluster of homes, because of the upsettedness. But I, you know, you can't control. Well, if you went to the local, you know, like I said, it's your garage or whatever, and somebody didn't perform a service, you can communicate to that person, I'm not happy with the service you provided. I don't know what to tell people. You know, they're calling 800 numbers or whatever, and they're not getting satisfaction. I don't know what their solution is.
Well, someone's suggesting that they bribe the garbage haulers by putting beer cans. Tell me about that.
Well, I don't know. I saw that on Facebook, just like everybody else. But, you know, one of the things I think everybody needs to realize, it's not the employee. I mean, the employee, again, starting out 60 miles away at 3 o'clock in the morning and running a route, you know, with the challenges of snow and ice and on the interstate and so on, and then to come and, you know, possibly be stopped by a resident, you know, complaining about it. The complaints need to go to the people that operate the organization, not the drivers. I mean, it's stressful enough running those trucks with all the demands of being on highways and so on and so forth. And you can simply, I can't, because we're in trucking and I understand what they deal with. But yeah, it was kind of funny some of the different things people were doing, but thankfully it's not at our expense.
Or a 12 pack of beer they put on top there, hoping. Now, can somebody else just come in and, like, with a pickup?
Absolutely. And I think I just noticed last weekend a local guy who I've talked to before, you know, we'll have people periodically that'll say, I'm going to have a refrigerator and a stove I'm replacing.
Yeah.
And the retailer I purchased from won't take the old stuff.
Really?
And so they'll call us and say, do you take that? You know, we're their trash customer. And we have a few local guys that are scrappers, if you will.
Yeah.
We'll reach out to them and say, hey, would you go over to this address? They're going to have a stove, and then they take it and they recycle it. So they have a little business that they do like that. And so we'll work with a few of those guys locally to basically do that. And I think a few of them now have tried to reach out because of some of these neighborhoods where there's a little mound of trash to try to save for it. But again, unfortunately, they're going to have to pay, get paid to do that, you know? So you've got a family that's paid to have the picked up and it hasn't been done, so they've already extended that money for that monthly service.
Right.
But then if they want rid of it, since they're, you know, the other company hasn't come, I think there are some people locally, if you look on Facebook, like last weekend, I'm going to be running Saturday, give me a call, I'll come gift your trash.
Wow.
Now, the difficulty with that is they're restricted by the volume of their equipment. So, you know, like some of the people we've referred to on areas that we don't pick up, you're running a one-ton dump truck, you might only be able to get 20 or 25 stops, and then you're filled. And then once you're full, you've got to get an empty, you know, get that to a landfill to empty that.
Unbelievable. More with our very special guest here, Dwayne Pilek. It is Ohio Valley Waste Systems. What's your phone number?
740-676-1937.
Okay. And while he cannot pick up everywhere, he is certainly helping out an awful lot of people in Belmont County. Again, full disclosure, this is my personal client, Dmitry 2020 LLC. He is an advertiser, but we're here talking trash because of all the problems in Belmont County. We're trying to get some answers.